Martin Babican joins us once again in the last time for 2016 to check out what's happening as far as the weather is concerned. Martin, good morning once again.
Good morning to you, Shane. I'm looking forward to see that last weather forecast and to give good news to our community at Gloucester, which I love so much. Weather is going to be just good condition. No rain on Christmas Day, even on Boxing Day. That's what I'm looking forward to that at this stage.
Well, cool. It's
like giving you a weather situation right now. And then there's a front crossing southern part of the state today. It's going to move towards our region. I think it's going to pass through Sydney tonight about 6 p.m. And then by the time it reaches Gloucester, give us another 5 hours. It's going to be 11 midnight. A subtly change is going to pass through there. And there's a new trough line developing far west on Thursday. We're going to monitor that trough line, how it's going to affect us. So I include that weather forecast on my forecast. So I don't think it's going to be a big issue for us, how the second trough line is going to affect us. But giving you a good important thing, because now it's the last one, climate overview, and then how the outlook has been looking for next 3 months from January, February, March. This Bureau of Meteorology says dry start for 2017 for Eastern Australia, and wetter for the northwest part of the country. And that's the reason there's a two tropical cyclone development taking place in the northwestern part of Australia near Kimberley, and we're going to monitor that very seriously, very strong tropical cyclone development, because the monsoon activity is active, and then we've got other elements of weather patterns interacting with monsoon, creating this. We'll explain that. The January is likely to be drier for mainland Eastern Australia, which is affecting us. January to March rainfall is likely to be below average across large part of Australia. The current outlook reflects a negative southern annual mode. The warmer water to the northwest of Australia attracts more rain. The eastern part of Australia is going to be more or less in drought. This outlook is strongly influenced by a climate driver called southern annual mode, known as SAM. It's expected to be negative phased in December. When this happens in summertime, weather systems are further north. It means the high pressure tends to migrate further south in the summertime. Trough line moves into Australia. Monsoon is going to be affecting us. This situation is pushing the high pressure to the north, blocking the monsoon season to move over Australia at this stage. So there's a monsoon season to the north. There's the southern annual mode with the jet stream pushing the high pressure to the north, and there's an interaction between these two systems. It's going to cause some massive cyclones development to the north, and most of the weather is going to be to the north, and weather to the south is going to be dry at this stage. That's what's causing it at this stage. How long is it going to last? I'm monitoring it. Typically, this will reduce the rainfall and increase the temperature over our region. And then the Pacific Ocean is neutral at this stage. Increasing surface temperature to the Western Pacific, including around Australia. There's a chance that there's some of these temperature increasing. There's a bit of chance of activity, rain activity along the coastal fringe. We might get some rain because of that too. Looking at weather forecast for Gloucester, week one from 20 of December to 26th of December, Tuesday, we're looking at the showers. There's a possibility of storm because of the trough line. And then maximum temperature about 30 degrees. And then looking at relative humidity, 28%. 1 to 2 millimeters of showers, nothing significant at this stage. Soil moisture at Gloucester is 23%. Soil temperature, 22 degrees, which is good soil temperature, soil moisture situation. On Wednesday, still there's showers developing. There's still chance of thunderstorms activity within the weather pattern because of that second trough line passing through. And then 1.5 to 2 millimeters rain, nothing coming out of it. Humidity 29%. On Thursday, it's going to be cloudy. The humidity 53%. On Friday, it's going to be few clouds. Humidity 42%. On Saturday, 24th, there's going to be few clouds. Nothing developing. And 33% humidity. If there's any showers, going to be possible light showers activity, but I don't think there's much happening out of that on Saturday. On Sunday, the Christmas Day, few clouds, fine conditions, humidity 32%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 21%. On Boxing Day, a few clouds, and humidity 26%, conditions just perfect. On the second week, from 27th of December to 2nd of January 2017, Looking at Tuesday, it's going to be a few clouds. Humidity 33%. Wednesday, there's a possibility of rain. That rain situation, which the second trough was passing through, most likely might bring some rain towards Gloucester on Wednesday, 28th of December, about 6 millimeters chance of rain. And then on Thursday, rain easing to light showers, about 4 millimeters, humidity 45%. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, should be all few clouds, dry conditions, humidity 44%. Last analysis of soil moisture is going to be a prediction. This is more or less, it's not satellite data actuals, they're predictions. I'm expecting the soil moisture, because of the dry conditions second week, could drop to about 18% soil moisture and soil temperature 25 degrees. This is for Gloucester. I'm going now to Hunter Valley, because this last forecast, Hunter Valley, we're going to start talking about how the Hunter Valley weather is shaping up. Hunter Valley is going to be, again, showers and possible thunderstorms activity, 1 millimeter, nothing happening. Soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 23. On Wednesday, there's possible showers and chance of thunderstorms again. Humidity 28%, 1.3 millimeters. On Thursday, partly sunny, 48% humidity. On Friday, few cloud, 39% humidity. On Saturday, few cloud, 29% humidity. On Sunday, which is Christmas Day, a few cloud, fine conditions for Hunter Valley. Humidity 29%, and then soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 20 degrees. On Monday, sunny conditions, and then humidity 21%. Week 2, from 27th to 2nd of January, there's going to be a few clouds on Tuesday the 27th, humidity 31%. On Wednesday, exactly what happens on Gloucester is going to happen there. There's a possibility of some rain passing through on Wednesday, with 6 millimeters of rain, humidity rising to 51% possibility, and then soil temperature is going to be 14%, soil moisture 14%, soil temperature 25 degrees. Looking on Thursday, rain easing to light showers, 4.1 millimeters. On Friday, few clouds. Saturday, few clouds. Sunday, few clouds. Conditions are drying up, fine conditions. Even on New Year's Day should be fine conditions, with maximum temperatures reaching about 31 degrees, humidity 41%, soil moisture 12%, soil temperature 24. That's Hunter Valley. Our friends at Narrabri, and we wish you all the best, and looking at this situation, Tuesday the 20th, I'm expecting some showers and storms possibility at Narrabri. There's more chance of storms at Narrabri than Hunter Valley or Newcastle area. I'm looking at them. Strong thunderstorms possibility passing through Narrabri, and the humidity 33%, 1.5 millimeters only, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Wednesday, it's just easing light showers, becoming few cloudy, maximum temperature rising from 28 to 33 degrees, humidity 20%. On Thursday, light showers, possibility of thunderstorms again on Thursday because of the second trough passing through. Temperature rising to 38 degrees and relative humidity 28% and 2.8 millimeters of showers coming out of that. On Friday, again, there's showers. There is chance of thunderstorms activity. Humidity 35%, I would say 4.1 millimeters. Saturday, showers or thunderstorms activity again. At Narrabri, there's 4.1 millimeters rain out of that. And then on Sunday, Christmas Day should be fine. Few cloud. If there's any possibility of showers, it's going to be very limited. It's going to be more or less cloudy conditions, no showers, I'd say, with the humidity 26%. Soil moisture is going to be 20%, soil temperature 26 degrees. On Monday, few clouds, maximum temperature 34. Week 2, 27th of December to 2nd of January. Tuesday, few clouds, 32% humidity. Wednesday, light showers passing through Narrabri, 2.8 millimeters. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 29, 30, 31st, and 1st of January, all few clouds, dry conditions, nothing significant. Humidity ranging between 34 to 35%. Soil moisture about 15%. Soil temperature 28 degrees. Thank you very much. Wish you all a Merry Christmas. All the best.
And Martin, thank you so much again for all your support this year, and may you and your family have a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year as well.
Thank you very much.
For more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.